He heard God's voice. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Among those who followed the recent gay marriage votes very closely was Reverend Gene Robinson of New Hampshire, who became the first gay bishop in the Episcopal Church. 100,000 members left as a result of that, but he has no regrets because after trying therapy to cure himself of gayness...
My God, I was in therapy twice a week for 2 years. I would love to have all that money back.
And after 13 years of heterosexual marriage and 2 children... He heard God's voice.
You know, I actually felt called by God to come out.
Which he finally did at the age of 39. As for the first victories for gay marriage at the ballot box last month.
I think it represents a kind of inevitable forward movement.
And he predicts that Christian churches, even the Roman Catholic Church, will eventually change their minds when they come to understand what he believes St. Paul is really saying about modern homosexuality in the New Testament, which is nothing.
St. Paul is arguing against a practice that would have been known to him in both the Greek and Roman world, which is an older man taking a young boy, quote-unquote, under his wing and teaching him the ways of the world and using him sexually. No one is arguing for that today. That's child abuse.
And as for the Catholic Church defining homosexuality as intrinsically disordered?
I pray every day that the Roman Catholic Church would contemplate the seriousness of their words and the impact it has, particularly on vulnerable gay young people.
Bishop Gene Robinson, his latest book is called God Believes in Love. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at daveross.com.